Welcome to Voice of Revelation podcast with Pastor Ben Ogun. Pastor Ben Ogun is the founder and president of Ben Ogun Ministries. Voice of Revelation podcast is focused on taking your understanding of the Bible to the next level. Now here's Pastor Ben.
Now turn with me to 1 John chapter 5. We'll read verse 7. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. The title of our message is The Word of God. The scripture we just read says there are three that bear record in heaven. The Father is talking of God the Father, then His Word and His Spirit. And these three are one. They are testifying of one being, one God, that the Word is of God. Which Word? The Word that He gave to us, which we have in the Bible, that this Word of God is the Word of God indeed, that is bearing record of Him. Let's read verses 9 and 10 of this 1 John chapter 5. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God which He hath testified of His Son. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of His Son. Now He's presenting to us the Word as the Son. We read that there are three that bear record in heaven: the Father, the Word, and the Spirit. The scripture is now saying that if we believe the witness of man, that is the word of man, that the word of God is greater. That this word of God is the Son of God, which He had testified concerning Him. That the word we have in the Bible, God gave birth to it directly. They are His words. That if we believe man, that God's word is greater, because man may lie. God does not lie. He's wanting us to be assured of His word. That's why He's testifying to us concerning this. That the greater testimony is the word of God, the greater record. So man may make mistake, but He says God cannot. And that the Bible is a sure word. We should trust it because it's the very word of God, testifying of Him. Jesus said this in John chapter 5. To read verse 36. But I have greater witness than that of John, for the works which the Father hath given me to finish, the same works that I do bear witness of me, that the Father hath sent me. And the Father himself, which hath sent me, hath borne witness of me. You have neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his shape. And you have not his word abiding in you, for whom he hath sent, him you believe not. Search the scriptures. For in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. And you will not come to me that you might have life. The Lord Jesus says that he has a greater witness than John the Baptist, because John came baptizing the river Jordan and was preaching him. So he's saying to the Jews in the days of his flesh that he has a greater witness, that the Father himself testify of him, and that the witness of the Father is greater, which he has testified of him. And that the problem is that the people did not believe the testimony. They did not believe that the word of God is the word of God indeed, that the Bible is the word of God. So they didn't have his word abiding in them. That is why he says, you search the scriptures. For in them you are thinking that it is talking of you. but they are the very words that testify of me. That is the greater witness he's talking of. That the scripture is the greater witness of God himself, because God gave witness of it. And that these are his testimony. That's why the scripture says that the Bible did not come privately. None of the scriptures we have in the Bible came privately. But holy men spoke as they were moved by the Spirit of God. That it was not their mind that men wanted to write. No, that God dictated to them. The Spirit of God spoke to them and said they should write. That's how the scriptures came. And so he's saying that the very scripture that he gave to us is his testimony. That God that spoke on Mount Sinai, he told Moses to gather the Israelites, all of them, to the mountain that he wants to speak to them. So he gathered them. On the third day they came. And then the Lord himself descended upon Mount Sinai and was speaking to the people. They heard the voice of his word. They didn't see any shape. They only heard a voice. When he finished speaking, he wrote every word in the stone tablets and gave it to Moses. And Moses told the people that he did not write the scriptures, that it was God himself that wrote the scripture. And so that's what Jesus is saying, that the words in the Bible are the true testimony of God himself. So anyone that believes this testimony has said to God that God is true. Then anyone who does not believe that this word of God is the word of God indeed has made God a liar. That God has told a lie, that these words are not the words of God. That the Bible is not true. And so he's saying to us that there are three that bear record in heaven. The Father who spoke, the invisible spirit whom you don't see. Nobody has seen God at any time, and nobody will ever see God. And that this God spoke his words. And that word is his testimony, is bearing record of him. So when you see the word of God, you have seen God. And that it is this word of God that is the spirit of God. That when this word enters us, then the spirit enters us. That's why he says there are three that bear record. The Father that spoke, which we have in the Bible, then he says that if we continue in these scriptures, we are his disciples indeed. We are going to know the Bible. And the word went out. Is it difficult? No, he's simply telling us just the same thing we do in natural. That if somebody wants to speak Spanish, if he continues in Spanish words, he will speak Spanish language. If somebody continues listening to French word, he will speak French language. He's saying to us that if we keep listening to his word in the Bible, we will understand his talk. And then the spirit will enter us. That we will have the witness in ourselves. That's why he says, he that believes God had the witness in himself. What does that mean? He will do what God says. He will attend to the word of God. But Jesus says to the Pharisees and the scribe, that they don't have the word of God abiding in them. That's the problem. That's why they don't understand what he's saying. When he's telling them that he has a greater witness, they don't know what he's saying. That the greater witness is the scriptures. And that if they were to take to the scriptures, they would understand and receive the life of the scriptures. They would receive his word, is what he's saying. And that's why he's saying to us that this word, we are to believe. That is the first thing that we must do. That anyone that comes to the Bible must believe that it is the word of God. And then he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Then this, we put our mind in him. See what he said in John chapter 15, in verse 1 of it. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. Every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth much fruit. Who is speaking? The word of God is saying to us that he is the true planting of God. That is, he is the true word of God. And that God planted him. That every word in this Bible from Genesis to Revelation is planted by God, the invisible God. He's not saying that any branch in him, what is he speaking? He's talking of us. That anyone that comes to him, we are supposed to be fruitful. How do we become fruitful? Just for example, somebody has been listening to Chinese language, he's not speaking it, something's wrong. He's not attending to the word, so he's not doing what he's supposed to do. So is anyone that is in that condition is cut away. But anyone that genuinely put his mind in this word, he's going to get fruitful, he's going to be fruitful. Look at it in verse 3. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can you except you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. It says, he that abide in him, the same bring forth much fruit. What fruit? The fruit of God. These fruits is what he's saying. And that we are to abide in him, in his word. In this word in the Bible, we are to abide in this word, not as ordinary letterings, as the very presence of God, as the very God. If we continue the reading in verse 6, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Now he's coming out clearly. He said he's talking of his word. That if you abide in me, and my words abide in you. That is, if we abide in these scriptures, and the sayings of these scriptures abide in us, it says then we can ask what we will, it will be given to us. You know what he's saying? If you abide in English language, and English language abide in you, you can ask English language, anything will give it to you. What that means, if you want to write, it would give you understanding. You will be able to write. It will answer you. He's saying that if we abide in these scriptures and these scriptures abide in us, whatsoever we ask, God will answer us. He will answer us by his word. We will no longer be barren in the word of God. We will no longer be empty. We said you will be fully loaded. Because you have continued in him. You'll be filled with the spirit of the Bible. And anything you need, he will answer you. Your mind will not be running unto men. He said, that's why he said, anyone does not abide in him, men will gather them and burn them. They won't know who is talking. When he says, if I am divine, men can say they are divine. They will run to those men. They will not know that it's the Bible saying that I am the true vine. That God, the invisible God, planted me. That this Bible is planted by the Almighty God himself, not by any human being. And so he's saying, come to me. All you that labor and heavy laden, I will give you rest. I will deliver you from human being. I will deliver you from error. That's why he says, you are cleansed by the words I have spoken unto you. That if you continue this Bible, you will know the truth. The truth will set you free. You will know who is in him and who is not in him. When someone is speaking Chinese and you speak Chinese, you will know who is speaking Chinese. If you don't have Chinese, you won't know who is speaking it wrongly. So he's saying that for you to be free and to be cleansed, you need to receive his word. And that's why he's saying to us that there are three that bear witness or record in the spirit in heaven. The Father that spoke, where is he? He's in the word. He said in the beginning was the word. The word was with God, and the word is God. Because he spoke, they didn't see any similitude. Every word he spoke is in the Bible. Where is that God? In the Bible. And he says that this word himself is a spirit. It can enter you. It can enter any human being. And so that these three are one. That once you continue in his word, you will be hearing the voice of his word. You'll be hearing his word. And as we continue, there is a guarantee from God. He says you will know him. That's an assurance. That if you do what he says, you will certainly arrive at him. And so that's what he's saying to us, that we should settle our mind. That this Son of God, God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son to us. That this begotten Son of God is this holy Bible. Jesus says, my flesh is meat indeed. My blood is drink indeed. They said, is this my God who killed himself and give us as meat to be eaten? But he corrected them that he's not talking of the flesh, he's talking of his word. That every word in the Bible are his words. that they are food indeed, that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that came from the mouth of God. That we need to eat it wholly, completely, as the word of God indeed. That if we do so, that if you believe in your heart, the Lord Jesus, and confess him with your mouth, you shall be saved. That it is this Jesus that was made flesh. Who was made flesh? The word was made flesh. Was born of a virgin. Mary did not know any man. It says the word of God came upon her and it conceived in her womb. And the man Christ Jesus was born. And that this Jesus that was born is the word of God manifested as a human being. And then he suffered and died and he was buried. Before he died, he told his disciples, he says they will crucify him. That on the third day he will rise again. He will come alive again. Who died? The word. Who was raised? The word. That's why it says, if you believe in your heart, that this word of God was made flesh, this word of God died, this word of God was buried, and this word of God was resurrected on the third day. If you confess it with your mouth, you shall be saved. Where is that word today? In the Bible. That's why it says that don't say who's going to bring him down from heaven again, or go to the grave and bring him up again. That this word is near you, even in your mouth. That this word of God is whom we are preaching. We are preaching the Bible. Saying that this word manifested. That if this word spoke and got created, why are we finding it difficult that he was made a human being? God spoke and things were done. He said this God eventually showed up. All of that gods, none of them have showed up. People worship different gods. They have names of different gods. No one of them. Except this God of the Bible, Jesus Christ. He came, he says, I am God. The Pharisees didn't believe him. He said, okay, what you will do? Destroy this temple. In 3 days, I will raise it up. And so he did. They crucify him on the cross. On the third day, he rose again. It's on record that Jesus rose again about 2,000 years ago. And that Jesus is this Bible we have. That he is the word. That you have the Father, you have his word, then you have the spirit of the word. That this word of God is the Son of God. That anyone that believes in him will have the witness in himself. Will have the testimony of the word. That he rose again. And that this word of God has been highly exalted. And therefore God gave him a name. That at the name of Jesus, that is his name, every knee should bow. You know what he's saying to us? We should bow to the Holy Bible. Everything he says comes to pass. He said he's going to die, he died. He said he's going to rise again, he did. According to the scriptures, he said he's coming again. You better believe it. And what is he expecting from us? He said receive him. As many as receive him. Who is coming again? This word of God. That all eyes shall see him. They will see his glory. That he was gathering, he came to the Israelites at first. Said, Jerusalem, Jerusalem that killed the prophet. How he wanted to gather them as a hen gathered the chicks. They will not allow him. But now he has opened the door to the whole world. That he is gathering us to this one vine, one planting of God. That God planted his word. He set it up. So that unto him everyone shall gather. No matter where we are in this world. That we should look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. That we have only one Bible. No matter what practices we'll be practicing today. There is only one way we have ever heard concerning God through the scriptures. And he's not saying that we should abide in him. And he should abide in us. That if this word abide in us, we are saved. Jesus said this in John chapter 10. Hear what he says. Reading verse 9. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. You hear that? He says, I am the door. Who says so? The Holy Scriptures. The Word. He says, I am the door to the Father. I am the door to God. He said, by me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. I want to speak French. I will enter French by the word of French. Once I enter in, I can go in and out and find pasture. There's not another way. We have to come by the door. Is anyone that goes in another way is the way of a robber. It's the way of a thief. You know what he's saying? Is if we try to access God through the flesh, we'll be robbed. Say, don't be deceived. God cannot be mocked. Whatsoever a man sow, that shall he reap. That if we give ourselves to the flesh, we shall have the flesh reap corruption. But if we give ourselves to the scriptures, we shall have the scripture reap life. That's why he says you will find pasture. He's not talking of physical food. He's talking of the pasture of God. He's talking of the good word of God. He said, if you have been a partaker of the Holy One of God and of the good word and of the word to come, you will not become barren. You become fruitful. You can go in and out and find pasture. Like he's talking to us that he's the door. You don't begin to look for, is it his physical door? No. He's saying that this word is the door to God. That if you keep looking onto this word, you will enter in. He will enter you. You will know your God. You will know the true God. And our Savior, Jesus Christ, that there is only one God. He said, for us, there is only one God, the Father. This one God, the Father, created all things by his Son, Jesus Christ. That God created everything by his word. But what does God want us to do? He wants us to come to the knowledge of his word. Who do we have? The word. It's the word God gave to us, you know. He said he so loved the word, he gave his only begotten Son. And this begotten Son of God is his word. That the word of God is the Son of God. See Ephesians chapter 4 from verse 13. Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. See, the plan of God for us is that we all come into the unity of the faith. That we come to the knowledge of the Son of God. That until we come to the knowledge of the Word of God. That this Word of God is the Son of God. The only begotten Son of God. That no man has seen God at all. That it is only this Word in the Bible that has seen God. Like someone sent a text message. That text message saw the person who sent it. Because he sent the message. So he said God sent his Word to us. It is only this Word that has seen him. Therefore, when we see the word of God, we have seen that God, because he is word himself. And he said, until we come to the knowledge of the word or the Son of God, unto the full stature, unto a perfect man, that before we can become perfect, we have to have the perfect knowledge of the Son of God. And only then we will not be moved about by every wind of doctrine. That is, when we know him, we are stable, we are anchored. Like when you know someone, you're no longer deceived anymore. Anytime you see the person, you know him or you know her. But if you don't know a person, maybe you have been speaking on the telephone, you've never met the person, you can see that fellow on the way and go past the person. But once you have known, you can't go past. And so he's saying to us, until we come to that knowledge of the Son of God in identifiable form, and we know this is Jesus with absolute certainty, we would be drifting. We will not know that he is the head. That Jesus is the head of the church. That his head is the word of God. That no one is greater than the law of God. No one greater than the word of God. That's where he said God has highly exalted him and gave him a name. That at his name every knee should bow. As men bow to the law of their nations, he said that we should bow to the word of God, to the law of God. Which he gave to us. That he is the head, even Christ. That Christ is the head, our head. And we are to submit to him. That he did not make himself head. God made him head. That God that made him head, you can't see him. He's terrible. He came upon Mount Sinai. The mountain was altogether on fire. Pharaoh resisted his word. He saw the word of God in action when he perished in the Red Sea. So he's saying to us that we should not resist his word. Jesus says that anyone that falls on this head, on this stone, will be broken. And if the stone fall upon anyone, it be grind to powder. What is he talking? He's talking of the Bible. Many have stumbled at this word. Nebuchadnezzar's son stumbled on it. He fell. Many nations have stumbled on the word. They fell. That we should not stumble at the word. That it is what he says that will come to pass. He is ruling among human beings. That the Bible is ruling. That it is by the word of God everything is sustained. That he said, let there be, that's why it is existing. Even the things we are enjoying according to his word. And so he's saying to us that if we believe in God, we should believe in his word. That no one can come to the Father except by me. That he is the door. He is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. That he is that final stop. That when we come to Jesus Christ, we have come to God. When we come to the Bible, we have come to the true God, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom we have sent. We don't look for any other. And therefore, we have faith in him. And faith in him alone, he says, is the salvation. Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Voice of Revelation podcast. We hope you enjoyed the message by Pastor Ben Ogan. For more information about our podcast and other resources, please visit benoganministries.org.